Hello, now we are going to talk about the Innovation Award nominees of either PHP classes and JavaScript, JS classes components that were nominated in November. So they were voted in December, and then in January the results come out. So now we can talk about them. We are going to start precisely by talking about the nominees of JS classes. Arturus, which ones would you like to comment?
Well, the both that are about to comment are from the same author, Christian Wich, probably for France. And first one is a JavaScript include package, which allows you to dynamically include different components of the web, like the other JavaScript file or HTML or CSS in a web page. So it's a jQuery plugin, I think.
Yeah.
As an example. So you can include any other files that you need, and the plugin would know how to include it to use script up on JS.
Yeah, it's not just CSS. JavaScript, it is also CSS. And
that's what I'm telling. So that's why it's interesting. And Christian got 1 year server license IP to country for this package. And the second one that he also submitted is also an interesting. It's called jQuery script parameters, and basically, what it does when you include JavaScript in your HTML, you can, as usual, append some parameters to URL, for example. But there is no way to retrieve them in your script, so this jQuery plugin can parse that URL and provide you some information about it. And you can see from where the script was loaded in the code, or have any additional parameters to enact on them. So that's actually some usage that I haven't thought of, and that was interesting. And as I said, it also came from the Christian conference. I think that's all on my part for JS classes.
Yeah, so on my behalf, I also would like to comment on one remaining package that may. Let me zoom the page and share. So this is a package by Valo Reima from Estonia. Should be your neighbor, I suppose.
Yeah.
At least in the map, it shouldn't be
almost
that far. So he actually submitted a component for sending forms and passing parameters to the server. And the good thing is that it can also send requests also via AJAX put and pass those parameters in the body. So when you want to send an arbitrary request with some parameters in JSON format rather than being post or get, you can use this object to send the requests to the server. And for this, Vao got one book from PACT. One thing that I wanted to comment regarding the Innovation Award is that now that we reached the end of the computation of the results for the year 2015, now we know who are the winners. In the case of JavaScript and Innovation Award, the winner by individually was Anders Toth. So he was the first. He earned this award, becoming in the first place with six packages and 23 points, but it was followed by other also good contributions from Suresh Kumar from India with four packages and 13 points. Then Jackson Noto with three packages and 10 points. Christian Wieg, four packages and 9 points. Diego La Monica, two packages and 8 points. Tied with Stefan Schaffer from Australia. Arthur Sozins did not show up as he promised, but he still achieved the fifth place and is tied with the other two with three packages and 8 points. Then is followed by Gianluca Zanferrari from Netherlands with one package and 7 points. Dusan Boskic from, I think it's Bosnia, right? Serbia, sorry. With two packages and 7 points, tied with Gianluca Ferrari. And finally, France, Joseph Brun, 10th place with two packages and 6 points. And for this, let me just show it very quickly. The winner, in this case, Anders Toth, is going to earn. I don't know if you can see it very well. This is the trophy. Actually, this is the base trophy. The one that he's going to get is going to show here his name and the Innovation Award winner 2015 inscription there. And that is for individuals. And you also get one of these PHP elephants, which all JavaScript developers want. Or not. I don't know. And then this year again, we had the Innovation Award also by country, which unfortunately in the JS classes did not have as much participation in the last year. So Hungary won with the points and packages of Anders Toth. So Hungary is in first place. And for that, Anders Toth was going to get another trophy just to say that he is the winner by country representing the team of Hungary. So anyway, in second place comes India with six packages and 20 points, France with seven packages and 19 points, United States with four packages and 11 points, Australia with two packages and 8 points, Latvia three packages and 8 points, tied also with Italy with two packages and 8 points. Then Serbia, two packages and 7 points. Netherlands, one package and 7 points. And then Austria with two packages and 6 points. So this year was not very much participated as the PHP Innovation Award that got a record participation in 2015. I hope in 2016, things start getting better and people participate more. So this is all for the JavaScript Innovation Award in 2015. In 2016, it already started, but we start commenting on the winners in the following month. Now, moving on to the Innovation Award of 2015. But for PHP, let me just share the screen here when the zoom level is right. And okay, so in November we had a record of 16 nominees. I guess there was another month we also had 16 nominees. Yeah. And this is good, a great participation, but now we will have a lot of work commenting on all these nominees. So let's get started. Arthur, which ones would you like to comment?
The first one I wanted to mention is a PHP.go engine by Dave Smith, who was also the Innovation Award winner of this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and basically it's a package that allows you to interact with SMS messages using a .go server service. We discussed it a lot in the articles section of the podcast, so it explains it how the service worked and how to use the package. I think there are multiple,
yeah,
two or maybe even three articles about it.
So right.
You can go and check it there. but it's very complex stuff, and this package would help you a lot if you want to have a SMS messaging communication with your server. And Dave is from United States, and he got one copy of Zen Studio for this package. The other package I wanted to mention is Xaja Notifier, which was developed by Ettore Moretti from Italy, and as title shows it, Xaja is reverse for Ajax, and this package is kind of implementing a reverse Ajax for the server by using the long polling. So basically, Ajax scripts are polling the server, and then you can notify users that are currently browsing your website. So basically, you can send them a notification. You can control which are the users that are browsing and which one you want to receive the notification. And it's really interesting, the package, so that's why I chose it.
It still would allow like doing things like on Facebook, that you are on a page and get new notifications, and it updates the notification count.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I think I need to implement that on HTTP Plus and JS Plus.
Don't you have it? I think there are some notifications in the upper bar.
Yes, but it's not like... if there is a new notification and you do not change the page, it won't update.
Okay, I see. So the other ones I wanted to mention is HP Telegram command line interface wrapper by Jose Luis Lasso from Spain. So the Telegram is, I think, an app or a program that allows you to send messages, encrypted messages, to other users, and it has some command line interface, and also always make a wrapper in PHP for this interface so you can use it. And he got one book of choice by Pact for this package. Next package is a PHP Ghost script by Nick Daniels from United States. And basically this class can encrypt the PHP code using providing key, and then generate self-decrypting code. So it's very, very useful if you want to obfuscate your code for others that would not be able to read it. It would be hard to decrypt it for them. Next package is a basic PHP physics, which I thought was kind of interesting when I looked a bit more. And it was developed by Daniel Alan Guerrero from Mexico, and basically this package implements some kind of calculation. Let me find where did I see that? Oh yeah, it probably was in these files. So it basically provides lots of function like relative calculation, get acceleration, get initial velocity, and stuff like that. So it's like a wrapper for calculating different physics formulas, and you can, I think, yeah, you can request more basic formulas from the router to add to. And Daniel got one downloadable copy of PHP ED Professional for this package. Another one I wanted to mention is File Entity. Basically, it's a package that allows you to store different objects in the encrypted files. So you can use database, you can use different sources to store persistently data or objects, and in this case it's sorting files which are encrypted. And it was developed by Aleksandar Zivanovic from Serbia, and he got PHP Storm ID personal permanent license for this package. And just one thing to mention, that it is a base class, so you can extend it and provide the needed encryption values and create storage directory and stuff like that. And the next one is maybe you can say quite similar. It's called PHP Database Variable Store, and basically, like you know, we in PHP we have a session variable where you can session array, basically you can store different values and then retrieve them, and they are stored there for some time. So this class would allow you to store these values persistently in the MySQL database, so you can store key value pairs there. And this class was developed by Christian Lavi from France. Well, just recently commented on him on JS classes too. And he got one downloadable copy of CodeWops to Professional for this package. Yeah, oh, and there's one more. Package to comment on is PHP and lots of abbreviation like DLC, CCF, RSDF, container, decrypt. Basically, there are some link containers where you can store data, and they are usually encrypted and are available for private downloads. So, and there are, these are different encryption formats for containers, how they are stored. And this class can parse them, use them, and get the keys needed to download them. And it was developed by Jan Altensen from Germany. And he got one subscription to the PDF edition of the PHP Architect magazine for this package. I think that's all on my part.
Yeah, okay, great. On my behalf, I also took, like, to comment quite a few packages. Just sharing the screen here. So I will start precisely for one very interesting package called Stackable PHP Session Handler. And this one was developed by Colin McKinnon from the United Kingdom. And as you may know, PHP sessions may be handled by custom session handler in classes. And this way you can override the default storage method of session data, which is in files. So this way you can perform the storage of the session data in other types of containers, which means databases or memcached servers. And what is interesting in this class is that you can have multiple session handler classes that can be stackable, so it can provide additional services. So for instance, one can encrypt the session data, another can encrypt things like additional security measures. Another can perform search and write optimization. So this way you can increase the features of your session handler without actually being required to put it all in a single session handling class. So can use this stackable session handling to just use the features that you want. So for this, Colin earned a prize, which is a license for using the IP2 country database. And the other package that I want to comment is one interesting that resulted from a recommendation request. Somebody requested a sort of a moderation system for approving content, somewhat similar to what happens in PHP classes, that packages are put on moderation before they are approved. And Dave Smith from the United States actually implemented a package to address that need and used a NoSQL database for the storage of the information regarding the package to be approved. Okay, as you already mentioned, he was the winner of the Innovation Award, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. The next package that I wanted to comment is this USDA PHP Nutritional Products Database Wrapper, which is basically a class that accesses a web service to obtain nutritional information about food products. And this is useful if you are trying to implement an application that relies on this information about food, nutrients, what they contain, their measures, and many other types of information related with food retrieved from the USDA database web service. And the next package that I want to comment is about a class that can render emoji symbols, but using Unicode text. Usually we use those compound symbols to represent emotions made of several ASCII characters, but nowadays Unicode supports also specific codes for certain emojis, and this class can actually render those emoji characters in HTML, so you can actually see those Unicode characters instead of those that represent them in ASCII characters. And this package was developed by Maicon Gonzalez from Brazil, and for this he earned a downloadable copy of Commodore IDE. The next package that I want to comment is a PHP PDF table generation. It is a package developed by Luciano Salvino from Argentina, and it's basically an extension of the FPDF class that adds tables with data to the current PDF document that you are manipulating using the FPDF class. So this is useful when you want to display data in tables, but render it in PDF format. So this is very interesting, and for this Luciano earned the Source Guardian PHP Encoder tool, which is a nice prize that has been contributed since recently by Source Guardian. The next package, it's something that I thought I would not hear anytime soon, but it's a way to implement ASP.NET web forms in PHP. So it's a sort of emulation of ASP.NET web forms. And this package was developed by Alexei Namiri from Russia. And if you are used to implement web forms using the model of ASP.NET, you certainly will appreciate this this package. The next package that I wanted to comment is one about, again, Val Raymond, which has been participating a lot, not only in PHP classes, but also in JS classes. And this is a sort of a complement of the other class that it published on JS classes, because the other class would send requests via put with JSON encoded data, and this class will actually handle those requests, the volume of those requests. So Valerime, as I mentioned, from Estonia, was nominated for this class. And finally, one last class that I wanted to comment was written by Thiago Augusto Oliveira from Brazil, which is a class that will remove redundant spaces from HTML, from XML documents, sorry. And this will allow to remove spaces that are not desired, probably making files larger than they should. And that's basically it in terms of nominees. Not talking about the Innovation Award nominees, actually results for the 2015. As we mentioned, Dave Smith won the first place, and he was going to earn one of these elephants like the others. Let me share. And also this trophy, which is very similar to the other JavaScript but it's different from the last year. This year, I have requested to produce some more robust trophies because in the other year, this base was not so strong and it could break if you put some pressure. So he's going to earn one of these trophies, and except that it will appear his name and the title of a PHP Innovation Award winner of 2015. So Dave Smith was won with a great margin, and we actually have interviewed him in a separate podcast that you was published already, and you can listen to it. Many interesting comments. He comments about the package that he submitted throughout the year and why, as well some of his opinions about things that he would like to see improved on PHP classes. And it was an interesting interview. And apart from that, there was also some written interviews with the other nominees from the United States that helped the United States to win the Innovation Award by country. So they also gave interesting interviews, except they were just written. So the responses they gave are published there. So back to the final rankings of 2015. Second place is Matthew Knowlton with 453 points. He was also from the United States. Third place, Samuel Adeshin, 5 packages and 52 points. José Luis Lasso, 3 packages and 43 points in fourth place. Fifth place, Dmitry Mamontov from Russia with 4 packages and 42 points. Nick Daniels is in sixth place with 3 packages and 33 points. He's also from the United States. So we also help the United States to win as a country. In seventh place, Jan Altesen from Germany with 4 packages and 29 points. Then Till Wioski from also from Germany with 4 packages and 28 points. And then Gali Ahmed from Turkey with Tunisia. It's I think the flag is similar. And he has sent 3 packages and 126 points. Finally, tied with Gali Ahmed, there is Alex under Selifonov with 2 packages and 36 points. Well, by country, as you may see, United States also won with a clear advantage with 28 packages and 257 points. But Russian also did well with 15 packages and 116 points. In third place, there comes India with 11 packages, 93 points. Spain with 7 packages and 76 points. Nigeria with 5 in fifth place with 8 packages and 72 points. France in sixth place with 8 packages and 66 points. Germany with 9 packages and 62 points. Italy with 3 packages and 36 points, is in 8th, tied with Egypt with 4 packages and 36 points. And finally, in 10th place came Brazil with 6 packages and 35 points. So this year is really great in terms of participation in the Innovation Award. I hope everybody enjoyed. Those that won or have not won, Every of these nominees are entitled to prizes from sponsors. We also had an increase in terms of sponsors. I think now we have like 14 sponsors, thanks to the participations of new sponsors like Source Guardian, which provides a prize, which is a code protection tool that allows you to ship PHP code in encoded format to protect from eventual copies of unauthorized users. And then lately we also had the participation of API Layer, which is a company that provides many interesting APIs useful for developing not only PHP applications, but applications based on web services in any language. And as always, I'd like to thank you also the other sponsors like Human Profile, IP Telocation, ActiveState, NewSphere, JetBrains, JCX Software, Code Lobster, Zen, PHP Architect, Pact, O'Reilly, and DevSense, which is also a new sponsor that provides a tool for actually, it is an extension for Visual Studio, so you can manage PHP projects from inside Visual Studio. Basically, with this, we have reached the end of this Innovation Award report. I also would like to invite you to read or listen to the podcasts that with interviews with the winners, at least with the PHP winner Dave Smith. There is a podcast now for Anders Toth, which was the winner for JS classes. He preferred to not give a spoken interview because he's from Hungary. He is not very comfortable talking in English, which we can understand. But there is, he provided a written interview, which probably by the time you are watching this interview will be already published. So with this, that is all for now. On my behalf, bye.
Bye.